Nice to see you all. And don't know exactly what story to tell, but I'll tell the one about going to Jamaica. I spent 2 years down there as a Peace Corps volunteer. And the first thing that I thought of was they have a place called Rick's Cafe where the tourists go. And everybody all the tourists get really drunk. They jump off into the water. And then the other tourists drinking are watching. So the tourists are actually the entertainment. And I thought to myself, this feels a lot like what I am right now after paying for this ticket. Here I am, the entertainment. So I got you. I'm on to you. But Jamaica is such a sweet place, and I can't say enough about it. The one thing that really stands out to me is the gratitude. When I would walk up to someone, I would say, "How are you?" And there was a lot of times the response was, "I'm giving thanks for life." And so if you hear that about 5 to 10 times per day, "I'm giving thanks for life," I start to think, oh yeah, that's a good idea to give thanks for life. So I got that that constant reminder to give thanks. What a great lesson from Jamaica. Other things that I loved about it was I would be walking kind of alone on a barren street, really hungry, and a guy came biking up, and he happened to have a bike full of food, ready-made rice, cooked chicken, so I was able just to buy that from him. The last one that I want to tell is just about transitioning back from Jamaica to Baltimore. And in Jamaica, I find that if you walk down the street and don't say hello to everybody, you are considered what they call a madman. In Baltimore, if you walk down the street and say hello to everyone, you are considered a madman. So I invite everyone to take these lessons from Jamaica, give thanks for life, and say hello to your neighbor. And if somebody's biking down the street with chicken and rice, buy it from them.